Okay, in the Daf Yomi, here we go, Daf Ayin Daled. You have your malachas that are similar to each other. You have winnowing, borer, grinding, sifting. They're all the same. So every labor that's done to build the Mishkan is listed as an avod malacha, even if some of them are very similar. Pounding, then, should be listed, even though it's like threshing for spices that we're pounding. So the Gemara says, when is selecting? When is borer permitted on Shabbos? If you have several kinds of foods in front of you, he selects and eats, selects and leaves over. Right, the different sheet is here exactly what is the permissible borer. Then on Ayin Daled Amud Beis, you have examples of chiyuvim for malachas. For example, in grinding, you have if you dice beets, you're going to be chayiv for grinding. If you chop wood finely for kindling, it's going to be grinding. If you're particular about the length, you're going to be chayiv for cutting. Kneading and baking, if you put a wet peg into an oven to dry, you're going to be chayiv for baking. No, I would have thought maybe he's doing it just to harden it. And Rav Acha teaches that's not the case. He intends to soften it first and then harden it. Plucking hair or feathers from animals, shearing wool and laundering it. One who spins wool still on a sheep on Shabbos is chayav three chatos for shearing, menafetz, and spinning. Okay, malachas involving ropes and threads. So tying, untying, what do they tie for in the Mishkan? They would tie the curtains to the pegs, and the tying was done with intent to untie. If a thread for the curtains broke, they would tie it. That explains tying. Why did they untie for the Mishkan? So you have, they would tie and untie knots to trap the chilazon, the fish whose blood was used to make the tchelis. Was there any tearing in the Mishkan, right? You have tofer almanas, you have kriya almanas litfor, tearing in order to sew. Again, those, you have similar issues like that. Just any background you might need when doing this daf. So Nachmani, it says over here, Abaye, Rabba Bar Nachmani, who raised Abaye as an orphan, gave him that name in memory of his own father. Rashi to Gittin Lamadal and Abaye says. Now, according to the Gaonim, Abaye's real name was Nachmani, but Rabba Bar Nachmani, who was his uncle, called him Abaye, so as not to utter his father's name out of respect for his father, because Abaye is a corrupted form of the Aramaic word for my father. Let's see, on Ayin Daled, pretty straightforward in terms of background information, but as far as Ha'aris, first of all, the malacha of kotesh, pounding. Rashi says that the malacha of kotesh was done in the Mishkan, and it's an av malacha, but it's not counted in the Mishnah because the Mishnah only counts labors that were in Sidur Depas, the making of the bread. And pounding is not considered an established part of Sidur Depas because poor people don't do it when they make their bread. But nevertheless, it is in fact an av malacha, right? It is considered an av malacha, and it's included in the malacha of dash, of threshing. So Rashi contradicts himself. He first writes that Kotesh is an Av Malacha, and then he writes that it's included in Dash, clearly implying that it is a Tolda of Dash. Rashi implies there are 40 Av Malachas. How can that be? So when the Mishnah clearly states that there are no more than 39 Malachas, so why does Rashi need to mention Sidur Depas at all? The Gemara says that a poor person doesn't pound his bread, and therefore Kotesh is not in the Mishnah either, because it's not considered a significant labor. Or because it was not done in the Mishkan. Why does Rashi have to mention that it's not part of Sidur Depas? Or why does Rashi need to say that Kodesh is an Av Malacha, but it's not counted in the Mishnah? He should have said that since a poor person does not do Ketisha, it's not an Av Malacha altogether. So the Ramban writes in the name of Rashi that Kodesh is not considered significant labor since a poor person doesn't do it, and it's included in Dash. Perhaps that's what Rashi intends to say. Even in the text of our version of Rashi, when Rashi says that a kotesh is an av malacha, he means only that it's in the category of forbidden malacha on Shabbos, where you're going to be chayiv, but not that it's its own primary category of malacha. Now, the halacha, the meaning of borer, the Gemara quotes a brisa that first says that borer is permitted on Shabbos, and then says that borer is forbidden, and one is chayiv to bring a chatas for it. So five different resolutions are suggested in the Gemara to explain what the brisa means when it says that it's permitted to do borer. One is that it's permitted when done for use boyom on that day. Another one is that it's permitted only when half the shear is separated. Or it's permitted when done beyad, by hand. Or it's permitted when one separates a food item from a non-edible item, ochel mitoch psolis. Or it's permitted when done for immediate use, la'alter. The Gemara unconditionally rejects the first two answers. Doing borer for that day is forbidden. One is chayav achatas, and chatzi shear is also forbidden midaraisa. So which of the other answers are accepted? What's the halacha? Tosis and the Rosh quote Rabbeinu Chanan, who says that the three of the latter conditions have to be fulfilled in order for it to be mutter to do in Shabbos. Rashi says that if it's done immediately, it is mutter, even when done with an instrument made for separating, like napach u'kvara. The halacha follows the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel, as the Shulchan Aruch writes that three conditions are required. It needs to be biad by hand, not a utensil, la'alter immediately, and the good from the bad. Ramon cites Rabbeinu Chananel to explain that la'alter refers to any food that is prepared for the meat that is about to come, even though it's not going to be consumed immediately. Chayla here, Kalacha Yad, and using your left hand, the other hand, what are you going to be held accountable? Rav Avadi Yosef, the Biomer, quotes the Eli Rabba, who says that he says the Eli Rabba overlooked the Ran, who says that only applies to writing, which is a fine malacha. But in general, he's liable with the left hand. The Zaken Aaron says that you can't write with your left hand as nicely as you do with your right. So you're going to be exempt with the left. This doesn't apply to milking and other malachas. And he challenged Eli Rabba, but suggests that erasing requires precision, not to erase the adjacent letters. And you can't do that with your left hand as well. The Chayadim says, you're chaya for any malacha only in the normal way to do it. And therefore, it seems that whether one uses your right hand or your left hand, you're going to be chayav, except for writing, which is exempt with the left hand. The Tiferes Yisrael, in front of Masecha Shabbos, in Kupas Arochlim, says that one who writes with the left hand is exempt. That's not the Derech Chasiva. It's only for writing. And it's normal to write only with the right hand, so that's a shinoi. Other malachas are different. One who lights a fire with either hand is chayav, for sometimes you'll use that. It just depends what you normally do. Psachim, one of the commentators, Eli Meir Horowitz, says, why Ruchamim unsure whether we offer Korban Pesach on Shabbos? So he says, the Pesach offered in the Midbar after Chanukah Samishkan was on Shabbos, for Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday. So one can offer Pesach without Chilul Shabbos Midaraisa, how? Slaughter with the left hand. And they were unsure whether or not those who forbid the Malacha through a Shinoi maybe would allow this.